This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Over 4 years ago, I worked at a warehouse in a small town that I'm from. I decided to leave after my health started to get worse, physically, and I was diagnosed with panic disorder and severe anxiety after the situation I'm about to tell you about. This changed the way I developed friendships after this job, that's for certain. So, I started this job on April Fool's Day, 2018, and I had no high expectations of the job. All I wanted was to do my job, get paid, and go home, as I have two children at home.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
The job wasn't hard, and it made pretty good money for all the duties considered, so I really couldn't complain. I worked second shift for about 5 months, then I went to the day shift. While working the second shift, I kept it myself mostly until, one day, I met someone after we struck up a conversation about gaming. We'll name him Jeff. Well, Jeff was a pretty good guy, and we had a lot of things in common. I went home that night, and he popped up in my suggested friends on Facebook, which was odd, but I decided to add him. When I did, we started talking more at work, until he suggested that we should hang out, so we hung out pretty frequently. We were friends for a month at this point, and one day, he decided that he was going to introduce me to his partner. She seemed decent at first, super nice, didn't seem to be the judgmental type, so I was cool with her. From then on, I would hang out with him when my kids were spending time with their mother. One time, we were talking at a restaurant and he started to vent to me. Dude, she's such a bitch sometimes. The other day, I forgot to take out the trash and she threatened to stab me if I didn't. I've never been in a relationship where someone's threatened me, but she's got good intentions, dude. When he said that to me, I was concerned, but of course, we'd only been friends for a month, so I thought maybe he was being morbidly jokingly, so I chuckled at him. He gave me a pretty serious look and said, "I'm not joking. She really did." That concerned me. Fast forward about 8 months. They're still together and we hung out pretty regularly. One day, we were all talking and he seemed a little off that day, so I asked him what was wrong in front of her. He flashed a smirk and said, "Nothing, dude. I'm just a little tired." He didn't have his eyes on me, though. He had them on her when I asked that. When we went to work the next day, I asked him again, "Do you promise it's just between us?" Of course, I agreed. He said that he was breaking up with her, and she went a little crazy. He said that she grabbed her gun and pointed it at him and said, "If I can't have you, no one will." He said he defused the situation and is trying to look for a way out. Not really knowing what to say, I just said, "You'll figure it out, man. If you need somewhere to go, you can come stay with me until you get her out of your house." Fast forward into the next year, he finally decided to leave her. When he did, she flipped out again. This time, he told her over text. She said that she was going to find him and kill him, and he was actually out of work that day with a vacation day. He sent me a text and said,
"Hey, let me know if she comes over to work looking for me."
This struck me as odd because I had no idea about the situation that was unfolding. She actually did come over to our job, and she asked me where he was. I said, "I have no idea. I thought he was with you, and you guys went out of town or something." All she did was roll up her window and drive off. I called him and told her that she came by, and he called the police about it. They found her up the road with a loaded gun in her car. 2 months later, he decided to talk to her again. He asked if I had seen her around, and I hadn't. He said,
"I'd take some vacation days if I were you."
Dumbfounded, I asked him why.
"Because she's out of jail, and her cousins are in town trying to find people she has personal vendettas with. You're one of them."
At that point, I was terrified. I grabbed my kids and went out of town, took 2 weeks off of work. Came to find the next day, her and her cousins went to the next town over and shot and killed 3 people in an apartment. The reason why he knew that they were coming after me is because they made a Facebook Messenger group that he was included in and set a list of names. Everyone regarded it as spam and decided to disregard the message, but he knew what it was. 3 of the names on the list were the people they shot. The 4th name on the list was mine. After they found evidence, he decided to go public about the group and the screenshots that he had. They were all charged with first-degree murder. From then on, I was very careful about who I stuck my neck out for, because even though he knew the context of the list and her intentions, he decided not to inform anyone else. Needless to say, we aren't friends anymore, and I dodged a bullet, literally. This happened a few years back, but it was so wild that I tell everyone about it when I'm talking about weird encounters. I worked at Woodfield Mall in the department store. I usually got out by 9 p.m., but this day had ended up there closer to 10 p.m. As I was balancing out my register, I had this intense feeling of dread, like my stomach dropped, and I just had a terrible feeling about leaving the building. If you don't know, Woodfield Mall is one of the biggest malls in America, and it's very busy all the time. I made my way to the employee break room, where the stairwell that led to the second level parking was. That same feeling of dread came over me again. I decided to call my friend and keep him on the phone until I made it to my car. When he answered, I literally said, "I know I'm being stupid, but I'm just nervous to walk into my car alone." As I opened the door to the parking garage, all I see is a giant parking lot, nearly empty, my car, an extra large SUV, and about 4 spots away from my car are 2 cars, surrounded by a group of 10 very seedy looking people. I immediately tell my friend what I see, and he was like, "Just keep talking to me and walk as fast as you can to your car," which had my heart racing because I had to walk right past them to get to my car. I hurriedly walked by and jumped into my car.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1-3 or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
I let my friend know I was good, and panicked for nothing. We disconnected, and then I hear a tap, tap, tap on my window. My heart sank as I turned to see who was tapping on my window. Of course, it was one of those creeps. I rolled my window down a fourth of the way. I'm in a huge SUV, and he was somewhat short, so he couldn't reach in through the window. He asked me if I had a lighter. He must have seen me light up a cigarette as soon as I got in my car. I told him my lighter's on its last leg and might not light, but I hand it to him. He begins to try to spark it, while stopping to ask me all sorts of weird questions. He kept asking me if I wanted to go for a walk. Around an empty mall parking lot? No thanks. I declined multiple times. At that point, I'm just feeling annoyed until I see him pull his own lighter and light his cigarette. Now my head was spinning. Maybe he just used the lighter excuse to talk to me, or maybe it was something worse. Some things become a little blurry conversation-wise because the fear took over, but I remember seeing his friends gathering in front of my car, which made me extremely nervous. I tell the guy to watch out because I'm going to flick my cigarette out the window, so he backs up, and I flick it towards his friends hoping they might scatter. One guy got mad and started getting loud, so I just apologized and said it was an accident. He walked off with a pissy attitude and his friends followed. Thank God. I tell the guy by the window that I have to go, as my gas light goes on and makes a ping sound. The guy hears it and pops up right next to my window and says, "Looks like you're gonna run out of gas, Miss Lady. Hope you don't break down on the side of the road." Followed by a small, mischievous smile, and then says, "Maybe I'll see you around." At that point, I don't care if I run his feet over, and I just floated out of there and could hear them all laughing. I don't know what the fuck that was all about, but it was absolutely terrifying, and I spent the entire time looking over my shoulder at the gas station and on my drive home. Stay aware, friends, and always trust your gut. This is something I've never really told anyone about, but I've been thinking about it a lot lately, so here it is. A few years back, 2015 or 2016, when I was 18 or 19, I used to work at a little cafe inside a car parts factory. It was basically a full-out but compact restaurant kitchen and lunchroom for the workers to eat there. Well, this one day, I get a call from my best friend, coworker. She's all kinds of upset because of this new creepy temp worker that made her feel severely uncomfortable by asking her a bunch of personal questions, like what she drove, where she lived, if she was single, had any kids, when she got off work, etc. She didn't want to walk out to her car alone. Mind you, she was my age too, 18 or 19, and this dude was in his mid to late 30s, if not already in his 40s. And we're in Flint, Michigan, so we weren't about to take our chances. I drove up to the parking lot, found her car, parked next to it, and she has a security guard escort her out. We didn't see the guy then, but she described him to me and the security guard, and that was that for a few days. Someone found him and told him to stay away from her, and he did. But then he met me. I knew exactly who he was as he stepped up to the register to place his lunch order, just from the description I had been given and by the creepy vibes he was giving off. He pulled the same intense Q&A on me that he had done to my friend too. But instead of telling him to fuck off or calling security or anything like that, I just told him a bunch of straight up lies. I told him I drove a blue 2012 Honda Civic, which I knew for a fact was one of the second shift manager's vehicle, who always parked near the front of the building.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I also told him that my shift ended at 9:30, which was really the time that I usually slipped out for a cigarette break. So when 9:30 hit later that night, I walked out to smoke a cigarette and saw exactly what I was expecting to see. That stupid creep in the parking lot close to the area that the Honda Civic was parked. He was just pacing back and forth between two vehicles that was parked a few spaces down in the same row, playing on his phone the entire time. At one point, he glanced up and saw me staring at him, but I had my big leather winter coat on and a hat, so I don't know if he recognized me at first from the distance or not. I finished my smoke and went back inside and explained the entire situation to the security guards, one of which was the original guard that had escorted my friend out to her car a couple days before, and they were dying laughing at the fact that I pulled one over on this prick and had actually caught him being shady. I'm not sure exactly what they did about it, but I do know they immediately went out to confront him in the parking lot, and that the guy was fired the same week. To this day, I still don't know what his intentions were, but it doesn't take a genius to figure out that it couldn't have been anything good. So ultimately, the moral of the story is, always have your friends back, and trust your instincts, because if you don't, you could end up cornered in the parking lot, and possibly attacked or abducted by a creepy guy who asked you too many questions.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Edit, since I didn't include this originally. After my friend and I were informed that this guy was fired, we were told his full name, and my friend paid to do a background check on him. It came back with a violent criminal history of domestic abuse, assault, and battery with a weapon, jail time served for violating a PPO and parole, and some other things.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.